This is Bill Caskey at the Advanced Selling Podcast Vignette Series, where we take apart some of the sales cycle and dive way down deep into certain things that might have a benefit to you as a sales professional, as a business pursuer, as a business generator. Brooke Green, Brian Neal, Terry Sarbanoff, and I extend some thoughts here occasionally on this vignette series. Today, I want to talk a little bit about a blog that I read by a guy named Dan Levis, L-E-V-I-S. The name of the blog is Total Package. It's actually Clayton Makepeace, who's a very good, he's a copywriter, but he's also really a good business thinker. You should subscribe to his blog. And Dan wrote about self-image and how the self-image of the prospect is such an important part of the sales cycle. And he was speaking of it more from a, when you're writing copy from a, on a website or a brochure or some kind of a sales piece, do you really pay any attention to the self-image of the prospect? Or are you so interested in the features and benefits of the product that you totally overlook those? And I think in the business-to-business sales cycle or business-to-consumer where you actually have a conversation with a person, I think that self-image issue can be as, if not more important than it can in copy. And a lot of times what I find is that sales professionals forget to ask the key question of the person that they're selling to, like, what's in this for you? Why are you interested in this change? Or why are you interested in solving this problem? Or what are your issues personally that have to do with this issue of the company getting help in this problem area? And I think it's a question that we're somehow a little uncomfortable with. And so we'll, rather than ask it and take the risk of the prospect saying it's none of your business, we'll just not ask it. We won't go there yet. When you think about it, what else is there? I mean, this person that is a potential client of yours at some level of the corporate organization, whether it's purchasing or a functional manager or a financial CEO type, what else is there besides this person's? This person is about ready to make a decision, go on the radar screen and on the record for a solution that you have. It certainly makes a whole lot of difference about how they feel about it and what it's going to do for them personally and how this could play into their future within the company. A part of this also is about what's it going to do to this person if this is a success? I mean, if they bring you in and you solve a problem that the customer has been trying to solve for years, and because of that solution, the person that brings you in gets great accolades and maybe financial accolades, maybe there's a financial benefit to it, but at least they say, this was my project. Isn't that important for you to know? And isn't it important for you to keep in mind as you're delivering this product? I mean, we always hear, well, we want to make you look good. Well, it's a very superficial way to say it. It's not about someone looking good. It's about someone feeling like you really benefited them at a deeper level than just selling them something. And the great car sales professionals know that your self-image is wrapped up many times in what you drive and what color it is and what model it is and how you look in it and how you feel in it and what it smells like when you're in it and all that. So there is a constant self-image issue going on inside the prospect. And as one of my favorite authors said, you have to join the conversation already going on in the mind of the prospect if you're going to make quick difference in their life. And so what is the conversation going on inside the prospect's mind? It probably has something to do with, and they can't even tell you this, do I matter? How am I looking to others? What is my image in my workplace? This is the prospect's workplace. And if you can tap into that and make that a part of, if not the conversation with your prospect, at least have it be on your mind, I think you will act differently toward that prospect versus the amateur salesperson who really doesn't care about the self-image of the prospect, really doesn't care about the problems they suffer and experience, doesn't really care about their well-being. I know you say you do, but you really don't. All you care about, you amateurs, is making the sale. And if that's all you care about, that vibe is going to come across and you're going to make fewer of them. It's that great paradox. The less you care about yourself, the more you care about the prospect, the more you're going to get for yourself. But it's not in our psyche naturally to do that. So hopefully this helps. And as you go into the field here in the next few days, you start to think, What is in this for my prospect? Why are they interested in this? What will this do to their self-image inside their company and their perception, people's perception of them? And I think once you start to think about that, a whole vast array of new choices open up in terms of how you approach those people. Once again, this is the Advanced Selling Podcast Vignette Series. My name is Bill Caskey. My colleagues Brian Neal, Brooke Green, and Terry Sarbanoff also join you on this Vignette Series. Thanks.